Blog Talk Radio.
There's a full moon over India. Gandhi lives again. Who's to say you have to lose for someone else to win? In the eyes of all the people, the look is much the same. For the first is just the last one. When you play a deadly game, it's about time we realize it. We're all in this together. It's about time we find out. It's all of us or none. It's about time we recognize it. These changes in the weather. It's about time. It's about changes. And it's about time. There's a light in the Vatican window for all the world to see. And a voice cries in the wilderness. And sometimes he speaks for me. I suppose I love him most of all when he kneels to kiss the land. With his lips upon our mother's breast, he makes his strongest stand. It's about time we start to see it. The earth is our only home. It's about time we start to face it. We can't make it here all alone. It's about time we start to listen to the voices in the wind. It's about time, it's about changing, and it's about time. There's a man who is my brother, I just don't know his name. But I know his home and family, because I know we feel the same. And it hurts me when he's hungry and when his children cry. I too am a father, and that little one is mine. It's about time we begin it, to turn the world around. It's about time we start to make it, the dream we've always known. It's about time we start to live it, the family of man. It's about time, it's about changes, and it's about time. It's about peace, and it's about plenty, and it's about time. It's about you and me together, and it's about time.
Welcome, everybody. This is Pat Rivers with River Spirit Messages. I want to welcome everyone to our weekly prayer group. So glad you're all here, and we invite anyone to come at any time. No prayers are off limits, and there's different ways of doing it. You can, if you don't want to go on air, you can private message Amelia in the chat, or you can just put it plainly in the chat. There's no right or wrong here. We're just here to help each other and come here in communion and join our energies together to try to make changes in the world. So I've got Amelia here. How are you, Amelia?
I'm doing well. You mentioned the phone sometimes cuts out and garbled, so let me know. So far it hasn't given me any trouble, but we'll see.
Okay, I've got my air conditioner going. Is it too much noise for my phone?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah, because we're up in the 80s. It's kind of hot. Excuse me. And also, like I mentioned before the show, I can't log into the computer. So if you'll, whenever we get a caller, if you'll just give me the first three numbers and their name, that way I can make sure I don't miss anybody when we're kind of going through our list. So
absolutely.
Once again, welcome everybody. Tell everybody in chat I said hello. And I tell you what, Amelia, you want to start off with a prayer?
We can start off. I'm going to bring on Lisa at 520.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
It's such a blessing to be here. Thank you for holding the space for all of us. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. So glad you're here. You were calling right when we were going on air, so I hope everything's okay.
Oh yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, good. And who's 401? Do I have a 401?
Yes.
Hey, who's this?
Hi, my name is Kim.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
My name is Fernanda.
Can you spell that for me?
Certainly. F-E-R-N-A-N-D-I.
F-T-R?
No, F-E-R-N-A-N-D-A.
Oh, okay. Fernanda. Yeah. It's kind of hard to hear you a little bit, and that may just be my ears. Well, thanks for joining us. Thank you very much. I'll tell you what, just whoever wants to start a prayer, we'll just jump off. Lisa, Amelia, somebody, Fernanda, anybody who wants to jump in here. Well, I'll tell you what, let's just go this way. Let's go to Lisa.
Oh, bless you. Gosh.
Because I've got
it written down here in order
so that way I don't screw myself up.
This is a privilege. Thank you. I am asking for prayer support for all of us on the line, Pat Rivers, Amelia, Fernanda, anyone that's in the chat, me, anyone that comes into the prayer support, that we continue to walk in connection with however we believe our universe, God, what Allah, however we call that. I just ask for prayer support on continued guidance support for us individually, and that we receive what we're wanting in life. And I'll just go quiet now. And thank you all in advance for joining me in that prayer.
Okay.
And thank you for that prayer support. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Fernanda, do you have a prayer request? And what we do, I can't remember if you've been on before or not. Forgive me.
No, it's my first time.
Oh, okay, good. Well, what we do, we just have a prayer request, and then we'll all go quiet and pray for you. And however long, if you feel the prayer is 20 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute, you're the one who stops the prayer just by saying thank you. You'll be able to feel the shift in the energy once the prayer gets going. You'll feel it starts to, it's really heavy, and then it lightens up. So I don't want to be the one stopping a prayer if people don't feel like it's really complete. So that's all we do. We put your prayer request out there, we pray for you, and then just say thank you, okay?
Okay. Yes,
okay.
I do have a prayer. I'm going through a very difficult time with the separation. Most of all, my husband's in a very bad place right now. So besides for myself, I really want to also pray for him.
Okay.
Even though we're separated, I just wish him the best, and I want to get help for him, so I need to pray for him.
Okay. We'll be glad to. And whenever you feel the prayer's over, just say thank you, and we'll go on, okay? Okay, we're going to pray now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just feel like he's I just feel led to tell you, I feel like he's a really a control person, and he kind of panics when he feels like he's losing control. So I just want to, I don't know why they're showing me that, but just for you to know, it really has nothing to do with you, but this is his personality, and this is how he kind of reacts to the world when he feels like he's losing control. So it's not all in your head, and they're telling me to tell you to be strong. and keep moving forward because you're doing something that's good for you.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Like I said, he's just really in a bad place right now, and even though we're separated at this point, I think he needs help.
Right, right. I agree with you. Okay, Amelia?
Yes, I have two prayers. Jackie's with us in chat.
Oh, hey, Jackie.
She asked if we could please pray for her daughter, who's having her wisdom teeth taken out tomorrow. For no complications. And she has a tiny mouth and scar tissue in her throat from a previous surgery. So if we can say a prayer for safe procedure and for quick healing and a speedy recovery, that would be wonderful.
Well, it's a good thing they're doing it now. It's not a full moon. So it's like half a moon up there, so this is like the perfect time to do it. People bleed more on a full moon. I don't know. I'm a nurse, and I don't know if people realize that, but that's really true, especially redheads. You don't ever want to have any kind of surgery of any type. If you're a redheaded, fair skin on a full moon, you're going to bleed and bleed and bleed. That's a proven fact. So, okay, let's pray now.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer request.
Thank you. She'll be all right. She's going to do all right. I'd like to pray for my sister's friend, Vince. My family lives in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and people are still, you know, it flooded really badly last September. And it didn't get very much press coverage because of the election, but people are still out of their homes living in apartments, hotels, FEMA trailers. There's still thousands and thousands of people who are displaced, and so my sister's best friend, Vince, his mom died a few months ago. She had a heart attack because they lost their home, and they were having to live in a hotel, and all the stress got to her. And then his brother, who was only 53, was driving to school to pick up his kids from school and had a massive heart attack and ran off the road and hit a telephone pole, and he died about a month and a half ago, and now his father's dying of congestive heart failure. So he's having these two major losses and possibly a third. His father's in very serious condition. That's three closest people in his life, his whole family. That's his whole family he's about to lose within a three-month period. So if we could pray for Vince and his family, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you all so much. You know, people don't realize how stress can literally stress can kill you. And the stress that all these people are going through just trying to have daily survival, it's taking its toll. So, okay, Amelia, I forgot. Did you do a prayer? I'm sorry.
No, I offered a prayer for Jackie. Fernanda hung up, I guess she, and there were a couple of people in chat, and I apologize because I was distracted. They were asking if you were taking any questions in chat, and I explained to them that it's a prayer and healing circle.
Right.
I would like to offer a prayer for all the people of the light, because I think right now they're being tested more so than they've ever been in their lives. There's a lot going on in the world, and there's a lot going to be coming down the pipe that's going to test all of us. So I would like to request a prayer for peace of mind, peace of heart, and protection, and for those of the light to stay steady and stay strong, influence who you can, and that would be my prayer.
Okay.
Thank you very much for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. Okay, Lisa?
I would like to ask for prayer support for my firstborn son, Conrad, and that he be surrounded in God's light and God's the wealth of everything that God offers us in spiritual connection. I'll just go quiet. Thank you.
Okay.
And thank you for that prayer support.
Thank you. Anybody else in chat have a prayer, Amelia?
Not right now.
Okay. I just want to pray for the world. When I was a little kid, I can remember 3 years old, I used to pray I want everybody in the whole world to be happy. I just want the whole world to be happy and everybody smile and everybody feel happy. And I've learned over the years, you know, like my mom told me, you may not be able to change the whole entire world, but you can make your part of the world the best place it can possibly be. Marine Le Pen lost the election today to Macron in France, and he's a globalist from the word go. He's a Rothschild banker and economist. He's one of the bad guys. And France, I'm so sad and disappointed that they voted someone in who's going to continue this dark agenda for the world. So I just want to pray for the whole planet that mankind will continue to wake up. We've got millions, if not billions, of people who are awakening to Creator's love and light and don't want to be slaves and don't want these crazy pathological psychopaths to run the planet any longer. We want to be free. We want to be able to love one another. We want to have a mankind that is unified and helping each other instead of all this division, war, strife, so that other people get money and get greedy and they make money off of our backs. So just want to pray that we continue to awaken the world and that people stand firm, because it's going to come to the point you're going to have to choose sides before too long, unfortunately. So I want to pray for that. Thank you. Thank you all very much. Amelia, did you have a prayer?
Yes. We'd like to offer up a prayer, as I usually do, but you and I were talking earlier. We both feel something coming. Protection for our first responders, whether they be police officers, firefighters, EMTs, paramedics, nurses, doctors. They're there for us when we need them. They put themselves in danger every time, most of the time when they do so. And I would just like to request protection and strength and guidance for all of them.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
New caller from 715. Hello? Hello? Carry code 715?
Maybe they're just listening.
No, they're gone. They hung up.
Oh, they hung up?
Yep.
Okay, let me scratch that off here then. I just want to share with everybody that anybody who knows my history, I don't want to bore you. You know, I've had these spirits been showing me since 2001 world events, and I've had prophetic dreams and visions and all sorts of weird stuff with this. And I haven't had much sleep the last few months. I don't go into a deep enough sleep to even really remember my dreams, and I'm not sleeping long enough to even have a good night's rest. Maybe every now, I might get a good night's rest one night out of 30. It's been a long time. So last night I actually went into a deep sleep, but I had dreams. And whenever I have these dreams, like the one I had this morning or today or whatever you want to call it, they come true. And so what I'd like to do, I'm going to share with you my dreams. But I've also learned, as even from a young child, that whenever I had a vision, because I had visions as a child that would come true, but I learned if I said it out loud, if I repeated it out loud, and I had a little ritual that I went through, I would say, I should have known, I should have known. I know it sounds crazy, but I would make this little comment. With every bit of energy in my body, I would say, I should have known, I should have known, I should have known. And I would negate whatever that vision was, because they were always, you know, bad, scary, you know, world event kind of stuff or family stuff or whatever. But every single time, if I didn't stop that vision that I had, it would come true 100% of the time. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to share with you the two dreams that I had today, and then I'm going to negate them, and hopefully they won't come true. But if they do come true, it was just another one of these prophetic things. I had two dreams back-to-back, and the first one was in New York City. This is what I heard, and this is what I saw. I saw a Muslim man driving a car. I think it was a white car. And what the spirit said was that there's going to be a car bombing, and they said New York City, somewhere near Times Square, and Queens, that it was a Muslim man coming in from Canada. He came across the Canadian border into the country, and it was a car bomb. And then right after that, the dream switched, and it went to, it was one of these trucks that I call it a produce truck. It's not a semi. It's not an 18-wheeler. But it's, the sides of it look like they're made out of, it's either very thin metal or a canvas covering, and it was white, like people used to put produce in when they would go to the market. excuse me. So it's not like a panel van or anything like that. It's a truck. And it, once again, there was a Muslim man. He was coming across the Canadian border. It's two separate groups of people. I don't think they're working together. Whatever. It's two different groups. This Muslim man also is coming in from Canada, and they said there's going to be a truck bombing in Albany, New York. And I heard Syracuse after that, but Albany is the one that they said right up front. Albany, New York, and then this car bombing somewhere near downtown New York City and Queens. So I just want to pray, if we could all pray together, that that's not going to happen, that we put the love of light, that they'll be caught, that they'll be stopped, their motors will quit running. And I do believe the big truck has a bomb on it for sure, because these are both bombings, but I'm hoping it's not a dirty bomb. And I'm sorry that it's depressing. I'm sorry that it's sad. I'm just going to play the pity party and say, if you think you don't want to hear this, how do you think I feel for the last 16 years? Spirit showing me all this stuff that comes true. So it's kind of like I just put my big girl panties on and I deal with it. I've been dealing with this for so many years now. And I just want to pray that we please have divine intervention, that somebody spots them, stops them. This doesn't come to pass. That's my prayer. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know, Syracuse is just going through my mind every second I was praying. The name Syracuse just kept coming through just very strongly. So pray for that area, too. I don't know why. Okay, Lisa?
I know in the past that you shared that, you know, the government had spent some time with you through your visions. I'm wondering, have you thought about sharing these with the present administration or the present powers that be?
You know, I have, but I'll be honest with you. The way the government is with the black, the dark state, the deep state, the people who are bad that are wanting to take over, I would really think I would be putting myself in danger and harm's way. I think that's why.
Don't do it. Yeah, no.
I really believe, because I was full-heartedly wanting to work and try to do good, but I think it never worked after that first year because I think I'm being protected.
Okay, yeah. Well, no, you know you're following, yeah, because nobody wants anything bad to happen to you, for sure.
Well, I'm just saying, I've called the CIA, the FBI, Homeland Security, Secret Service. I called everybody when it first started happening. And I've called senators, you know, like on the Intelligence Committee. I did all sorts of stuff. And nothing ever worked out, so I just let it go, and I think there's a reason for it, so...
Yeah.
Anyway, do you have a prayer?
I do. Thank you. I am asking for prayer support for my zippity-doo-dah young son. And I was visiting him when I talked to you all last prayer time that we had. I had my grandson with me because what I do is I pick my grandson up and then go to my son's house and his girlfriend. They have a lovely house, and we spend time there. So anyway, so he's going through, you know, a slice of life. He's got his pressures, and I know he does enjoy life, and he's got a wild romantic connection with his wonderful significant other. And, I mean, soulmates to me, you can be a soulmate with a kitten or a tree, but they're definitely two peas in a pod. So my prayer request for him would be that he continue to enjoy the connection with God and that he remains aware of the support that God offers him and that he feels comforted and supported through that connection, because I know sometimes he gets really stressed out. So I will go quiet now, and thank you in advance for supporting me in that prayer.
Okay.
And thank you. Thank you for that prayer support.
Thank you. Spirit, right before we started praying, I don't know if they want me to say this out loud. I guess I will. When I was talking about there's two different groups from Canada, two separate groups, what Spirit was telling me is they're two separate sects of group, S-E-C-T-S of groups, but they still are under the umbrella of one person. So I guess it's two separate groups, but they still are connected higher up, and it's one group. I guess, orchestrating it. So I don't know why Spirit came through and said that. I'm just repeating it. Okay, Amelia, do you have a prayer? Or anybody in chat?
Yes. I just asked in chat. Nothing there yet. I would like to ask for a personal prayer for myself, for guidance, for strength, and for protection. Having a difficult time getting through these days, and I'm not really sure what exactly it is. There's a very anxious feeling that I have. And maybe it's just part of what I'm going through, and that's okay because it's meant to be that way. But if I could just ask for protection and courage and strength and the wisdom and to walk in the light with God. So if you could join me in that prayer, I would appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you all so much for joining me in that prayer.
You're so welcome. I want to pray again, please, to heal this earth shield. It's being compressed. Our sun is really acting up. The sun is going through a cold period, and it's there's these huge coronal masses, these big black holes that are coming on the sun, and that's due to the sun is cooling off. And so it's creating these huge, what they call CMEs, coronal mass ejections into outer space. With these huge winds. We had record winds again this last week. Here at my house, we had gusts of winds 50 miles an hour for several days, which exhausts me. I'm a Libra. I'm an air person, so I love the wind. But this is the kind of wind that just when you go outside, it's exhausting because if you're walking into it, you can actually feel the pressure. You know, you're having to push against the wind. So anyway, what's happened is it's compressed the electromagnetic field around the Earth even thinner from the strength of the wind. Just imagine a balloon that's being pressed by something. You know how it starts expanding in a different area and then it bursts? Well, that's kind of what's happened to the auric field of the Earth. It's being pushed by these winds, and it makes it thin and makes it very shaky to where it could, you know, rupture. So once again, I may be wrong, but when I look at the Earth, I'm still seeing, if you look at North America from 12 to 4 o'clock, that to me is the weak spot of what I'm seeing. So if we could just put white light and gold light and try to mend that part of the Earth, I think that'll help everybody on the planet. So thank you. Thank you all so much. Okay, Lisa?
Yeah, thank you. I would like to ask for prayer support for my grandson, who's going to be 2. And he's such a joy and delight. I think that when he goes home back to his mother and the guy that's there, I don't know, I just... You know, what I ask for prayer support on is that he is well taken care of, that he is supported, that God is definitely there for him, and those adults in that house feel the support of God. And I'll just go quiet. And thank you for that prayer support for him.
Spirit said that there's 2 areas that he's going to excel at if he's directed and guided. Space, things to do with space, he'll be very interested in that. But also the very first thing they said was is that the medical profession, I don't know if he'll be like a chiropractor or doing something to help people heal. He's got a great amount of healing ability. So just keep it mind as you're guiding and directing him in his life, that he's got a logical brain where the space will really intrigue him. to use his imagination, but he's also going to have the capacity for healing and helping people. So I don't know if it's a nurse, a doctor, chiropractor, something in the medical field, research maybe. It might even be research, you know, to cure diseases or something. But just keep that in mind. They said that they wanted you to know that. So I just thought I'd pass that on.
Oh, I will. I will. Thank you. You know, he sings all the time. Every time I pick him up, I don't even know if his mother knows that. I've tried to tell her, but he sings all the time that I'm with him. Not all the time, but he sings a lot. And I've never been around a baby that does that. You know, it's just
because music is healing. That's very therapeutic.
But I embrace what
healing.
Yeah. I embrace what you say, what you saw. Thank you.
He's a very creative kid. That's what I'm saying. He's got a lot of good energy there. So, okay.
Thank you.
I'd like to pray. I'm just really disappointed Marine Le Pen lost. That really has affected me. Because we truly are in a battle. We truly are in a spiritual battle. I want to clarify something. And I'm not a know-it-all. I'm the first one to tell you I'm in pre-K when it comes to the world and spirituality. You know, I'm the first one to say I have no idea. I'll have to find that out. I have to research it. I have no ego when it comes to knowledge, all right? I've just been a sponge my entire life. I love to learn. And I don't have a problem with saying I have absolutely no idea. And I'm just telling you, even spiritually, I would never sit here and presume that I know a lot more than anyone else. But what I'd like to say is... I forgot exactly where I was going with this. Oh, this short-term memory brain problem I have.
You said you were very disappointed that Marie Le Pen lost.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's about duality. What I want to say is I always talk about duality, that the planet Earth, it's a dichotomy. It's hot, cold, north, south, light, dark, good, evil. It's duality, okay? And the reason I talk about duality is because that's the way human beings' brains are geared over millennia of time. This is how conceptually that most people are taught to view the world from the time they're a child. You know, don't do that, you're bad. Do this so you'll be good. You know, we're taught good from bad in every single culture on the planet. So it's kind of like a recurring theme that human beings have been taught what's right or wrong, as we call it. You know, you were raised to know what's right or from wrong. That's duality, okay? That's duality. It's kind of like the structure and the framework of this planet on a psychological, on an emotional, on a spiritual, on a physical level. That's kind of the structure and the infrastructure of this planet Earth. What I want to say, though, is that when you understand that, that's how we get around in the world. That's our worldview. You know, you want to treat people the golden rule, you know, and some people want to cheat you and steal from you because you're stupid enough to let them manipulate you. Everybody's different. But spiritually, when you get to a certain place spiritually, you realize duality doesn't exist. You know, I understand that concept that we really... as a spiritual being, we're not duality. We're one with God. There is no duality. So I just want to clarify that even though when I have my radio show, when I talk to people, the things I say, I do talk about duality. That's because that's the reality of the planet Earth as a physical human being that most people can relate to. Good, bad, right, wrong, evil, godly. That's just the way the system's set up. But spiritually, when you get to very high echelons, when you look at the big picture, it's oneness. It's not duality. So just keep that tucked away in your mind and realize that most people are doing the best they can do in life. And when you know better, you do better. That's all these Maya Angelou, you know, I'm quoting other people, not myself. But just realize on a spiritual level, duality is not real. There is no good, bad, right, wrong. It is what it is. I am that I am, and we're one with God. And it's just lessons that we're going through. It's purging of our souls. It's teaching our souls. So duality creates emotions in people, and that's what keeps us linked in. That's what keeps us tied to one another. That's what it wants us to, you know, how we want to help each other or hurt each other. It's all connected. But when you realize spiritually there's a higher level than duality, and that is oneness. And so just ponder on that. I just want people to think about that. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I know better. I mean, I've been taught about duality all through my college that I took. Everything, you know, is about duality. But I also knew from a very young age the oneness. And on a spiritual level, I know this oneness. So just realize there's two ways of looking at the world. Oneness, which means there's no right or wrong. It is what it is. We're all here to learn and help one another. And then the duality part of this reality, you got to pay your bills or you're not going to have a roof over your house. You know, you got to eat or you're going to die. There's these realities that we have to deal with as a physical human being. But when you realize, I'm trying to give people hope in telling you this, when you realize that duality is not a concept that you have to abide by, and it's a concept that you don't have to buy into, and it's a concept that you can let go of and go higher to the oneness of God, that's how your spirit evolves and grows. But the reason I talk about duality is because 98% of the human population, that's what they know. And if you start talking about concepts that they can't grasp, you've lost the, you know, I'm just the messenger. So I have to meet people where they are. You know, you have to meet people on their level and what they believe to make a difference in life. You can't expect people to come to you and you're the, I'm not going to be a guru. I'm not going to sit around here and put myself above anybody. I just know what I know. So I just wanted to get that out there that, believe it or not, duality is something we choose to do, and you can choose not to buy into it. So just ponder on that. And I forgot where we are. Whose prayer turn is it?
We do have a new caller on 407, so I'm going to bring them on now. Hello?
Hi. I really resonate with what you're talking about. Great conversation, and I like the delivery, too. It's just so clear.
Oh, well, thank you. What's your name? Who are you? Who is this?
This is Lori.
Lori.
How are you?
Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, I'm Pat Rivers, and you've got Amelia Palombat on the line here, and we've got Lisa, and we've got people in chat. Is this your first time to call in?
Oh, no, I've listened to you ladies off and on as often as I can catch you.
Oh, okay, great. Well, do you have a prayer request? I'm just asking so you'll know how we do this. You know how it is. You say your prayer request, we go quiet, and then when you feel the prayer's over, just say thank you, and we'll go on to the next person. But I want to make sure we get you in here and get your prayers going.
Yeah. Okay, well, my prayer is that justice will be served in God's timing, in God's will, in God's way. I've been harassed online and on the internet and on my blogs because I'm a writer. It's been going on for 7 consecutive years.
Wow.
And I'm consecrating this to God that it will stop, and I know it will.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I can help you energy-wise, like block, undo blocks and things like that. But can I just have the initial of the first? You don't have to if you don't feel comfortable. You don't have to give their name. But if you have, like, the initial, because we have energy attached to our names.
Oh,
and
wow.
And pray on this on a really deep level to help break this or protect you or to get this person to let go. Oh, I do have, okay, the spirits, tell me to tell you something here. Have you ever done the breaking free of karmic ties ritual?
Or yes. Not
ritual, but ceremony?
I've done that, yes. And
well,
I just
you visualize
did that yesterday.
The person standing in front of you and you cut the umbilical cord between the two of you?
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay, all right, we'll just continue to do that. Even though we do that ceremony, everybody needs to go back and check it every week or two to make sure it doesn't grow back, because sometimes subconsciously, for whatever reasons, we still are attached to that person's energy. You know, it's hard for some people to make a clean break. So if you know if you know the person's name, if I could just have the initial, the first letter, that helps me tune into the... I don't even really need it, but for me,
S-G.
It helps me. What is it?
S-G.
Like Sarah
like
Gale, S-G?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to go quiet and pray about it, and then when you feel the prayer's over, just say thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. What I was picking up is that this person has a mental disorder or a chemical imbalance in the brain. There's two things going on. It's an OCD type situation and also bipolar. You know, manic depression is bipolar. It's an interchangeable term. So there's some sort of mental imbalance in this person. And so with people like that, any attention you give them whatsoever keeps feeding into their disorder. So it's kind of like if you can go totally quiet and totally ignore them, they panic, they get really, really mad, really controlling, really have a temper tantrum. But eventually, the less attention they get, they'll move on to someone else. And I hate to say that, but this person does have like OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. There's something going on here mentally. There's a mental problem that has nothing to do with you. It's just you're like the person they've latched onto for their disorder. So don't play the game.
Yeah, no, I knew that. I picked up on that as well because the nastiness has been inhumane. People who have empathy don't do things like that. It's just been obnoxious. But
right.
I don't take anything. I don't internalize anything because I pray and I meditate and I know how to just figure that it's not me, it's them. But that
right.
was really a good premiere.
right. Well, we'll work on it. But thank you for that. I don't know where we are. Amelia, did you have a prayer? I feel like I keep skipping you.
I was just going to request everyone to pray with me for those that are experiencing grief, whether it's from a loss of a personal loved one from a long time ago or recently. It's such a difficult emotion, and there's so many other emotions that are tied along with it, that they see that this is part of the life that we have here on this planet, and that life doesn't end even though our spirits leave our bodies, and to try and focus on love and light and offer forgiveness or accept forgiveness. You don't need personal contact with a person in order to be able to do that. If you can forgive someone and or accept an apology that you've never received, that I think it's the best way to resolve some of the issues. But just to offer some personal comfort and some peace in the heart and that they focus on the love and light that the person brought into their life, that would be my prayer.
Okay.
Beautiful. Oh, you ladies have really good energy. Just as she was talking, my right ear was like burning. Not in a bad way either. Like almost like someone was adding warm drops of olive oil or something. It felt medicinal. There's one more set of initials. RW, also probably the same medical or same situation is what I'm assuming.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thanks, Amelia.
Thank you, Amelia. That was a beautiful prayer, Amelia.
Right. I'd like to pray for my family, my mom and my sister and her husband and my nephew. And like I said, they're all in Baton Rouge, and they're still helping people every weekend tear out their homes. And there's just a lot going on, and my poor sister is carrying a heavy, heavy burden, and I just want to pray for her. She has epilepsy, and I just want her – she only has 3 days a month off because not even that. She works full-time Monday through Saturday. And then two Saturdays or three Saturdays, she goes and works for a friend of hers that has a jewelry store. And then the other time, she's helping people rip out their home. So I don't know that my sister ever gets but a few hours off a week. So I want to pray for her. She's 50, what is she, 56? She smokes. She's overweight. And I'm just worried about her. So her name's Polly. If we could pray for her, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, Lisa, do you have a prayer?
Sorry, I put myself on mute. Yes, I do. Thank you. This week, I have two different doctor appointments. One is a follow-up. Well, they're both follow-ups. But the one, well, I'm asked for prayer support on both of them. One is on Wednesday, and the doctor that was handling my taking care of me moved on to do some other kind of medicine. And so now I've got this new doctor that I've never met before. He's from a different culture, and I'm just kind of going to go in there and, you know, bide my time. It's a follow-up from a surgery I had a few years ago, and I'm just wanting to get the prayer request that I have is that everything comes out 100%, that I'm healthy and whole and no complications. The other doctor appointment is just basically the same. I would ask for prayer support on that too, please. Thank you. I'll go quiet now.
Okay.
And thank you for that prayer support.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. On Facebook, I have, I don't know how many friends I have on Facebook. I mean, I call them friends, but you don't know these people. I've got like, I don't know, 25 or 26, I don't know how many, 2,700, I don't know. But what I'm seeing on there, there's so many, they're all like, they have Lyme or lupus. You know, it's chronic diseases, a lot of them. That I belong to these different groups like chronic pain or, you know, like what Amelia has and what I have, fibro, rheumatoid, all this stuff. But anyway, there's so many people making comments about their doctors are coming from Poland. I've had at least in the last 2 weeks, at least 10 probably people are saying that they have their doctors from Poland.
Wow.
A lot of them are their female doctors from Poland, so I don't know if this is a new trend that's going on, because I'm not out there in the world anymore to see what's going on, but I thought that was kind of strange. So,
wow.
All these female Polish doctors are in America now.
That is so amazing. That
that's
is so
weird,
amazing.
Isn't it? I know.
Yeah.
Amelia, do you have a prayer or anyone in chat?
I just checked in chat to see if anybody had any requests. Not right now in chat. I just would like to ask, request a prayer for peace. And if it's not peace throughout the world, peace in our individual worlds. And we're all connected, and hopefully that will spread to one another. So if you could join me in that prayer, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank
pass
you.
It, pass, pay it forward. Spread the love.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, boy. Laurie, do you have another prayer request? Is she she there, Lori?
Yeah, Lori, you with us?
Maybe she muted herself.
She may have.
Hi,
Lori,
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to pray that God would intervene for my husband, who is diabetic, and we're doing all the right things. And I've spoken in prayer to his pancreas and to his liver, and I've asked them to get healed, and I've done the prayer work that I could do. But if you pray in unity with me, that would be such a blessing.
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
Thank you. I'm smiling.
Thank you. I'd like to offer up a prayer for all of our veterans and all of our soldiers around the world. There's so much, I say it every week, I pray for them every week. For those that are all around this planet trying to hold the line between good and evil, you know, trying to stop whatever's going on. So I just want to pray they're away from home. I want to pray for their families who are back here worried about them. I can't even imagine having a loved one that far from home, knowing they're in harm's way. I can't even comprehend that. So if we could pray for all of our soldiers around the world, their families and loved ones, and pray for all our veterans that are here back home that are wounded and healing and are just back home, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Okay, Lisa.
Sorry, I keep putting myself on mute. I would like to ask for prayer support, please, for my prosperity on every level, body, mind, soul, financially. I want to do more than be able to pay my bills, and I'll just go quiet now, and thank you in advance. And thank you for that prayer support, you all. Did anyone want to, if I could be so bold, would anyone like to take a turn at praying for prosperity for themselves?
Oh, I think all of us would.
Shall we go around the circle and just take turns doing
sure.
that?
Sure, let's go with Amelia next. Amelia? We're just going to pray for, is that how we're going to do it?
Yes, for prosperity. And also, what you put out there is what comes back to you. So I know all of you putting good stuff out there, and I would like for some of it to be realized and enjoyed by you all in this lifetime. If there's a good Samaritan or an angel out there that can help you out in any way, I offer up that prayer, and if you would join me, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay.
thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Okay,
oh,
thank
yeah.
you. What about Lori?
Yes?
You want us to pray for prosperity for you?
Indeed, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I'll pray for myself, I guess.
Yes.
But I'll just pray for prosperity. I appreciate it, okay?
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Thank you. And for Jackie and everybody in the chat, let's pray for them too. Excuse me. Thank you for that prayer. That was very kind. Thank you, everybody.
Yes.
Okay, that was Lisa. I guess we go to Amelia now.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. I would like to offer up a prayer for the children of this world. There are so many of them that are separated from their parents, that are alone, that are being abused, neglected, malnourished. They're perfect little brilliant souls that are just coming in this life, as we all do. I'd just like to offer up a prayer of protection and peace so that somehow, some way, they know unconditional love and that they be saved from the situations that they're experiencing. If you could join me in that prayer, I would appreciate it. Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Okay, thank
yes.
you. Okay, Lori, do you have another prayer request?
I do. Thank you for calling on me. You were reading my mind. I would like to pray for the people that are earthbound and they need to go on the other side of the veil, but they're earthbound for one reason or another. I just want to release them so that they could go in peace. We send them in love and light. Whoever they are, we love them. And it's okay for them to cross over to the veil, especially all the entities that are roaming around my house.
Okay.
It's a great prayer.
Okay, it feels lighter in here. Thank you.
You know, that movie Ghost is about as close as I've seen a movie that really does kind of show what it's like. Before that movie ever came out, when I was doing spiritual work, traveling around the country and, excuse me, doing different things, that's about what it looks like when you're trying to get a spirit, that an earthbound spirit, to go to the light. It's kind of like in Ghost, where that spotlight just kind of shines, and it's all iridescent. Every particle of light is alive. Every little particle of light is iridescent and moving and full of God's love. And when you walk towards that light, that's all you feel is the oneness and the love from God. That's just, that movie's about as close as you can get to spiritual truth. And so I just want to pass that on, that's people really do have a choice of whether to go to the light or not. And for whatever reason, they decide to stay here. But once they get close to that light, it's almost like a magnet. You can hardly refuse it, because the love is so incredibly powerful and warm and inviting, and you're at total peace that once they get close to it, they can kind of get sucked in there. So anyway, I'd like to offer up a prayer request for our Pacific Ocean. You know, from the Japanese nuclear meltdown, the whole entire Pacific now has been contaminated with nuclear material. Everything's dying. And so the way to visualize that to me is just imagine that under the water, you're seeing a neon green. The light from the radiation is green. And just what I would ask that we do is just visualize that someone turns the light off. It goes from that brilliant neon green to just zero. It's black. It's like turn the light switch off, and let's deactivate that radiation and see if there's anything we can do to help the oceans come back, because that is a long-term situation that's going to kill everybody on the planet. Our food sources, the greatest food source comes from our oceans, from people around the world. So this radiation that's all throughout the Pacific, we could visualize that we're neutralizing it so that the oceans will go back to being pristine again. That's what my prayer is, and that's the only visualization. You know, do whatever visualization works for you, but for me, when I look at it, I see this iridescent green, and I'm just going to visualize that I turn the switch off, and it's no longer there. So thank you very much. Thank you all so much. Yeah, the Great Barrier Reef has finally died off of Australia. It's 25 million years old and it's dead. Our scientists have been talking about it for the last 25 years, and it's gone now. So, and you know, I'm not going to sit here and blame human beings. The Earth goes through all kinds of changes all the time. It always has. But anything that we have done or can do differently to help, we need to do that. Amelia, I still haven't been able to log in. How much time do we have left?
About 20 minutes.
Okay. So let's go back to Lisa then.
Oh, thank you. I would like to ask for prayer support, please, for my significant other, that he's dealing with an issue. It's a financial business matter, that it comes to a resolution that makes him happy and pleased, and I'll just go quiet. Thank you.
Okay.
And thank you for that prayer support.
Thank you. You know, I just want to share this too. Anybody who knows, I'm part Indian. I'm Choctaw and Chickasaw. And I've really, years ago, enmeshed myself in Native American culture. I traveled the whole country doing teepee meetings and sweat lodges and stomp dances and the whole. I met with a bunch of elders and medicine people all around the United States. And so I'm very drawn, always have been very drawn to that culture and that worldview and that mindset of the oneness with nature and God and the planets and how we all work together. Well, I just want to pass along that the Hopi and the Sioux and different tribes all have their prophecies about the end days. Just like in the Bible, the Christian Bible and the Old Testament, the Hebrew, Quran, they all talk about the end days. Well, Native American prophecies, different tribes have different ones, but the Hopi and the Sioux are really pretty strong. And many of their prophecies for the end days have already come true, and they're starting to put videos out. I shared a couple on Facebook last night because the Indians are starting to come forward and put these videos out how we are in the end days. And back during, I learned this in college before I ever started traveling to different tribes like I did. When I was taking comparative religion classes back in the 70s, 80s, our professor talked about how there were many Native American American Indian tribes here on the North American continent, that a white man with blue eyes and pale skin appeared to them, and the names they called him were Jesus, Yahweh, God, that the ancient Hebrews used, and that he came to them to teach them a better way of life and taught them about love, and he gave them prophecies about the end days. And so one of the videos last night, I don't know the gentleman's name, he was a Sioux Indian, but he was talking about the nine prophecies that we're in number eight right now. And that Crazy Horse was the one who had these prophecies, and that number eight prophecy was that the children of the world would be crying. The children of the world would be grieving and crying out in pain and anguish. And he said, you're all the children. We're all the children, young, old. We're all the children of the planet. And he goes, look at all the things, the abuse, the neglect, the, you know, the domestic abuse, child abuse, elder abuse, abusing ourselves, abusing others. People are crying out in pain all around the world for all the things that are happening, the drugs and the pedophilia and just the fighting, the turmoil, that people all around the world are crying. And he said, the ninth part of the prophecy was the great white spirit. And so the Hopis have Kachina spirits. You know, Kachina, the word Kachina means spirit beings. And they believe that Jesus, what we call Jesus, the white brother, they call him the white brother, that he comes back to the earth. But before he comes back, there's a huge purging of the earth. And they said that what the Hopi and there's several different Indian tribes besides the Hopi and the Sioux, that the end days will be asteroids hitting the earth. The stars will fall from the sky and set the earth on fire, and a third of the grass will be burned, a third of the trees, a third of mankind will be wiped out. If God hadn't made the days shorter, no one would survive it. And what the Hopi believe are that when this happens, that before it happens, that once again, because they believe that there's different generations that have been on the planet. We're in the fourth generation now. And that the other three generations of the peoples of the earth have been wiped out from natural disasters or whatever. And the Hopi believe that, and if you go, they have their tunnels and their caves that their elders and their ancestors lived in, that before the stars fall from the sky, that they will be led back underground so that their race will survive, and they're the ones who are going to come out and repopulate the earth. But when the white brother comes back, he's going to try to look for the Hopis, and through the Hopis, he's going to find people with good hearts. And if he can't find any people on the earth with good hearts, then all of mankind will be wiped out. And so when you look at the Bible prophecies, the Bible says stars will fall from the heavens and catch the earth on fire. Now, these are the Hopis and the Sioux have been saying this before they ever had any contact with a white person in their life. That was part of their historical language and their stories and their myths. Before the white people ever came to here, before Columbus came, before any white people were on this North American continent, these are the prophecies of the ancient peoples, of the indigenous peoples of our world here. And so they're making videos to warn people that the end days are here. We've only got one prophecy left, and that's asteroids, meteors, whatever, going to hit the earth. You know, people talk about World War III and nuclear war. Maybe so, but we've also got space. We've got things coming that way. So the point is, I've read the Bible front to back many, many times. The funny part is I never, ever, ever have been able to go through Revelations. I don't know what it is. And when I tell you I read the Bible on my own just because I wanted to, and then I studied it in college, I cannot get through Revelations. I cannot sit down. That's the one chapter of the Bible I have never read from start to finish. I can't do it. I don't know why, but I can't do it. So what I'm trying to say is I'm not sporting doom and gloom here. I just find it coincidental, synchronicity, coincidence, whatever words you want to use, that, you know, Nostradamus had his predictions. Edgar Casey had his. We've got prophecies, prophets from the Bible. The Quran believes the same sort of similar situation. We've got peoples all over around the world. Their prophecies from thousands of years are happening right now. And so the fact that a lot of American Indian people, their medicine people and their leaders are putting these videos out, I just think everybody needs to think about that and maybe study it a little bit and come to your own conclusion. But just to realize that there are troubling things ahead, and we came at this, I don't know, I still am going to say I was drafted. I'm still going to die and say I was drafted. I didn't choose to come back this time, but I was drafted. But for whatever reason, we're here. We have a job to accomplish. We have a mission to accomplish. We have things our soul needs to learn, things that we need to teach other people because of our connection to everything around us. But just kind of get a heads up here, and don't be Pollyanna and get yourself caught unawares. Because there's so many people, I watch a lot of videos and things on YouTube, so many people start quoting the Bible, God's going to take care of it, God's in control, I don't have to prepare, I don't have to do anything because God's in control. I'm sorry, that's not true. God specifically stated he gave us free will. That's why the world's in the shape it's in. If God was in control, we wouldn't have pedophilia, we wouldn't have rapists, we wouldn't have murders, we wouldn't have diseases if God was in control, because God's a God of love. But he loved us so much, he's like kids in a sandbox. Here's your sandbox, build what you want. You're free. Build whatever comes to your mind. Destroy whatever you want. You have free will. So no, God is not in control of everything. And in the Bible it says God helps those who help themselves, and those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, pay attention. So that's all I'm doing here. I'm just the messenger, and I just find it, you know, 20 years ago I couldn't have said what I'm saying now. 10 years ago I couldn't say what I'm saying now. But after watching these videos the last 2 weeks that I've been watching, I just want to put that out there, that it's time for you to get good with your God, whatever you encompass your God to be. Be prepared, because this thing, you know, we could have a solar flare. A solar flare could just knock out our whole electric grid. Then there's no food or water. So just be prepared. It's just like if you're getting prepared for hurricane season. I'm from Louisiana. We always had candles. We had matches. We had batteries. We had radios. We had food. We had right under our kitchen sink, we had a box that we had all of our supplies in for a hurricane that we didn't touch. So just don't be Pollyanna and rainbows and unicorns thinking God's got everything under control and you don't have to do anything but believe in God. You can do that. That's fine. But I would much prefer to be living with unicorns and fairies and rainbows and have my box under the sink full of my emergency supplies. That's the kind of life I would want to be. I want to be playing with my unicorn knowing that I've got a pantry full of stocked up food in case the lights go out. So I just want to pass that on. There's a lot of really good videos out there right now on YouTube with Native American, American Indian prophecies. And I've been on, this is what I'm saying, I've been on YouTube for a long time, and all of a sudden in the last couple of weeks they're everywhere. So I'd pay attention to that. I have no idea where we are on the prayers. Who were we, Amelia? Does anybody, or who are we? Did Lori go last?
Well, if you want to go with Lori and then Lisa, we've only got about 10 minutes left.
Okay,
minutes.
Let's go with Lori. Anybody in chat have a prayer request? And then we'll go ahead, Lori. We'll go with you.
Okay, in line with what you said about the earth and what's going on, it's pretty strong. I would like to collectively pray in agreement that people would love the earth as much as all of everyone that's on this telephone call right now. I love the earth. I write about the earth all the time. I can't stop myself. And the earth is crying. It's crying out to us. And believe it or not, I want to pray for the earth.
Okay. Yeah, I pray for Mother Earth every day.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love Mother Earth. Okay, Lisa.
Thank you. I want to pray for support in staying connected with God and making the highest and best decision and behavior decisions in my relationship with my significant other, and I'll just go quiet. Thank you.
Okay.
And thank you for that prayer support.
Thank you. I just want to throw one other thing out there. The different Indian tribes also said that there's going to be 9 ages of man, and we're in age 4 now. So the other 3 ages were wiped out. We're in age 4, and there's 5 more coming. So I just want to throw that out there. Okay, Amelia?
Yes, thank you. I'd like to offer up a prayer for my parents and for people of older years or elders. I think today's world doesn't look in all cultures at the elders as they did in years back. They were always looked upon with respect for their wisdom and their guidance and their experience. And my prayer would be that people that are approaching the end of their years, who are talking about the end of time, the end of years, that they feel loved, that they feel supported, that people reach out to them, that they know that they have made a genuine and worthwhile contribution in this life. And that would be my prayer, that they know that their dreams individually have been fulfilled.
Okay, that's a good one.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. I want to please pray for all the people who are victims of human trafficking, pedophilia, sex slaves, people who are sold right now. We've got men and women and children who are sold daily in a lot of those Islamic countries and different African nations. They're, even in Asia, people are sold on a daily basis as slaves. You know, people here in America keep talking about slavery, but it's going on everywhere else in the world. People just don't seem to want to address that. People are sold into doing labor, housework, making clothes, sex slaves, the whole bit. You know, humankind has not changed that much. I just want to pray that we can break the bonds and the bondages of people, that people can be free. I just saw a special today in Nepal and the Himalayas that they still, even though they passed a law back in the 70s, I think it was, that girls could not get married until they're 17. A third of the population still sells their daughters off at 12 and 13 illegally, having these illegal marriages of these children. And they said girls who are sold into slavery and or sold into marriage or forced to marry at young ages, they are the highest group for domestic abuse, for sexual abuse and rape by their spouse, and for death and childbirth, because their bodies are just not ready enough to carry a child. And many, many in these third world countries, that, you know, even here in America, until we had modern medicine, the number one death of women was childbirth. When you got pregnant, it could be a death sentence, because back in the old days, 50% of women died and 50% of the babies died in childbirth. You had a 50-50 shot of making it when you were pregnant. So it's happening today as we're speaking. There's some young 12-year-old girl having a baby, getting sold into marriage, being forced into a marriage she doesn't want. So, you know, we have to wake up and realize as a person of humanity, of mankind, as a person and citizen of this planet, that we have a duty to help those who are oppressed. That's true oppression. When I see these women marching and knowing that Linda Sarsour, who is a radical Muslim, and George Soros, who is a communist Jew, are the ones who had this women's march, it turns my stomach. These American women saying they're oppressed and crying because they're oppressed, Oh my God, do they have no clue. These people have not stepped out of their own little comfort zone to know the truth of what's happening on planet Earth and other countries. They don't even know what oppression is. So, you know, we've got women who people throw acid in their face, who stone them alive. Today we have women being stoned. They dig a pit, they bury them up to their neck in dirt, and then they stone their heads till they're dead. This is happening as we speak in Saudi Arabia. In different countries around the planet, women are stoned to death for different reasons. Gay people are thrown off of buildings alive in a public square with hundreds of people jeering at them as they hit the ground. That's happening today on our planet. So I want to pray that God, Creator's love, infuses every sentient being that's alive on this planet with the truth of what love really is. That is not love. When you have people who are that barbaric to one another, they don't know what love is. You cannot harm another human being or yourself if you've ever experienced true love. And that's what's going on with the planet. So many people live and die, and they've never experienced love from Creator that has no manipulation, no control, no motives, no strings attached. It's love for love's sake. And that's my prayer, that the entire planet will be infused with Creator's love, God's love, so bright from all the angels in heaven, all the spirit beings that are helping us, every one of your soul tribe that's on the other side that loves you and is trying to help guide you. I want to pray that we all at one time just laser beam this planet with so much love and so much light that these people can never harm another animal or another human being or themselves again. That's my prayer. Thank you. Thank you all so much. You know, it happens here in America. When I first bought this house 22 years ago, my neighbor next door, she's 15 years old, and her parents let her get married to a 21-year-old.
Yeah.
She was 15 because they didn't want any kids in the house. They were swingers, and she was cramping her lifestyle. I'm out here in rural Oklahoma out in the country. She's 15 years old, and her parents let her get married just to get her out of their hair. It's just amazing to me. Okay, Lisa, anybody else have quick prayers?
Seconds.
I don't know how much time we have left.
Say, I love you, and God bless you all. Thank you for joining us.
How much time do we have left? Amelia, how much time do we have left?
10 seconds.
10 seconds, really?
Yes.
Well, look, y'all have a great, great week. Thank you all for joining us. I'm very humbled and very happy when we do this prayer group, and I love you. Never, just always remember this, you are loved. You are love, no matter what you're going through. You are love. Y'all have a great, great week, and thanks, everybody, for calling. Take care.
Love you, too.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bless the thief and the children. The world.
yourself.